Hello. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. First, and as always, we'll listen to a diverse mix of Pan-African music. Today, from Morocco to Chad to Zimbabwe. Then, I've got three live performances and interviews that I've had on Facebook and on Zoom over the past couple of weeks. There's Wambo in Douala, Cameroon. He debuts a new piece called Coronavirus. Then Rwandan reggae icon Mighty Popo shares his brand new single and his music video, Ragasa Bo Baraka. He's in Kigali. And from Windhoek, Namibia, singer-songwriter Elemoto performs. He performs a beautiful acoustic piece with his guitarist, Sam Matola. So all this, plus Song of the Week, that's Te Amo by a brother duo from São Tomé and Príncipe. And you're not going to believe it, but one more feature for you. This interview comes from Kenya. It's singer-rapper Nyashinski, who discusses his new album, Lucky You, with reporter Bill Odidi. And we'll get to hear some samples of that new album. And finally, I gotta say it, I close out the show with a song that I think has the absolute most beautiful melody. I know you're gonna love it. And it's by an up-and-coming artist from Ghana, Kobe Simple. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We're starting out with a new release by Nigerian hit maker Kiz Daniel, Jaho.
You they do as them they do. Oh God, do it in you know. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. As you done this life alone, hey. That's why you gonna live this life alone, no. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. Oh, hello.
Jaho. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Here's a 2017 single by Shekinah and Jano Band. It's called Jame.
Jame. Jame. to them.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up.
Was Jame, a collaboration by South African singer Shekinah and Ethiopian rock group Jano Band. Hello, I'm Heather. It's so nice to be with you again this weekend. Now, these next three songs are by artists who have appeared on or performed live for Music Time in Africa just recently, since the COVID-19 pandemic has settled in, kind of. This first one is an excerpt from Windhoek, Namibia, where singer-songwriter Ele Moto and his guitarist Samuel Matola, who also sings harmony, did a whole concert on Facebook Live. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Ele Moto.
Hello, my name is Sam Matola.
We are all the way from Windhoek, Namibia, doing this for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Voice of America. I hope you guys enjoy it out there in the World Wide Web. This song is called Kalahari. It's a new tune. Enjoy.
Setsanya na yo na ujokala khariwe ujokala khari khala khariwe ujokala khari khata 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 o khate komu shamwe khala khadi how far I go from you, you keep calling me home. No matter how far I go from you, you keep calling me home. You keep calling me home. You keep calling me home. Khata, 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 khate. Como shall we? Khala khadi. Musimanyana yo na uto khala khadi. Musetsanyana yo na uto khala khadi we khala khadi uto khala khadi we khala khadi khata 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 o khate komo shawe You keep calling me, oh.
keep calling me, oh. You keep calling me, oh. Kalahari. You keep calling me.
Thank you.
It's Music Time in Africa.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather. That was Ele Moto and Sam Matola, who performed live on Music Time in Africa Facebook from Namibia. That was on April 30th, and you can check them out on my Facebook page, that's Music Time in Africa, or on my Instagram, the handle there is MTIA Maxwell, or also on YouTube. And listen, if you do that, will you please leave me a message? Tell me how you liked what you saw and just say hi. It's a great way to connect with all of you, and I love getting to know each and every one of you. Now, another artist who performed live for MTIA Facebook was Wambo. His full name is Manuel Wanji. He goes by Wambo. He's a legend in Cameroon, and he's been at it for decades, but he just gets better and better. Here he is in Douala, Cameroon, in his makeshift studio with some pots and pans, metal spoons, and an old keyboard. He says the song is a work in progress, and he told me before we went live that this was his first time ever performing it. So it's his debut right here on Music Time in Africa.
During this special time in the lockdown, I composed a song about coronavirus. Because I think it's very important to say what I think about it, you know. And so I have my recording studio here, so I use some. A little bit of my keyboard, and I compose this song. But it's very new, so it's the first time I did it live.
Right here. With me on Music Time in Africa.
Babylon is falling with Corona. Cyprus.
Cool. Hey, guys. So that was Wambo and his brand new song, his debut performance of it on May 8th on Music Time in Africa Live, Coronavirus. That's catchy.
Do you have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
I'm Heather Maxwell, and next up, the third and final artist who appeared as a special guest on my social media this past week is Jacques Morigande. He's best known as Mighty Popo. Now, we just had an interview on Zoom, but it's about his new song with a really powerful message and beautiful music video that we watch and listen to together. Here's the interview. Hello. So I have Popo Morigande on the line. He's in Kigali, Rwanda. Hi, Popo.
Hello, Heather.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm thankful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Your new music video and song. Tell me what the name is and what it means.
Oh, my new single is called Rwagasabo Baraka. Rwagasabo is just another way of saying Rwanda.
Okay.
And then Baraka, it's Swahili for blessing. So Rwandan blessing.
Tarinze kuki sebya Samira hafi tufatanye kuchubaka We kangwa ni bubona Tuka kangwe ni purora.
What is the song about? What is this, the message?
So this new song is about humility. Pretty much calling on all Rwandans, first of all, you know, to try to be humble enough to try to put our hand together and rebuild our country properly. You know how, actually we are in a month of commemoration of the genocide perpetrated against the Tutsi people of Rwanda in 1994. We are into the commemorations, 100 days from April 7th. So it's calling on everyone from any walk of life, you know, to come together and instead of criticizing our country, you know, for no reason, for the sake of arguing, instead of doing that, why don't we join hands and try to build our country properly?
That is just beautiful, Popo. I love hearing all this beauty. So tell me what makes this a new kind of a reggae sound?
Well, it's a really good question because I've been trying to come up with my own way of fusing reggae with Rwandan rhythms. And it's not your easiest thing to do because our time signature here musically is a little odd. We have 3, 4, 6, 4, 6, 8, 5, 8, you know. It's not really the easiest thing. So somehow I find a 6-4 and a 3-4, you know, can blend nicely and easily where you can fit in the reggae vibe, the reggae bang, the reggae shuffling, you know. Maybe not the one drops, you know, but we can use our Rwandan rhythm and then we can actually decorate it with reggae elements.
So, Popo, the dance.
Oh, Ikinimba is Ikinimba. One of the dance we have in Rwanda. Yeah.
I remember this dance. Now, for all of you listeners out there, if you didn't know, I went to visit Rwanda in 2016, and I was with Popo for the entire trip. And I remember the first time I saw that dance, and I was just blown away and so amazed.
When you came to our school, thank you again for coming. We still have those videos of you dancing. And you can break a move. You can dance. You get to show you how elegant you are. You know,
it's gorgeous.
We are one of the few countries in Africa that don't use hips. We use the upper body a lot.
Well, this is just so much fun to listen with you, Popo, who's all the way there in Kigali while I'm here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much. Love your music. We look forward to seeing more and hearing more from this new reggae sound you've got.
Thank you very much, and enjoy, everyone. Peace to the world.
All right. Hello, guys. So that last interview with Mighty Popo, featuring his new reggae tune from Rwanda, that concluded the segment in today's show of interviews and live performances that musicians on the continent, that's Popo, Wambo, and Elemoto, have given exclusively for us on Music Time in Africa. I just shared some of it for you guys, and there's more. So if you want to watch more, you can get on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page, my Instagram, or YouTube, and watch everything. Next up, three songs back-to-back by female singers you're gonna love. Then we've got Song of the Week with Kwame, and one more interview, this time with Kenyan artist Nyashinski. He has got a brand new album out, and Bill Odidi is going to bring us that interview from Nairobi. And then I've got that one more song to round out the hour, the one with the most beautiful melody. Okay, so let's go. The females. We've got Gemma Griffiths from Zimbabwe, Ijatu from Sierra Leone, USA, and Inez of Morocco.
Incredible. I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy. I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy.
Nothing can hurt. Mama. Mr. Coker.
Me.
افكر فيك تبعد عني تنساني احتاجك جنبي تلعاني سيني جروحي واحزاني انا مشتاق لعلي
Right. Hello. Yeah. So we just heard three songs back to back by Gemma Griffiths, Ijatu, and Inez. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. So we're coming up to the last quarter of the show, starting with...
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Heather, I'm great. Oh my God, I'm trying to weather this whole coronavirus craziness.
I know, right? I'm getting a little tired of this in my house studio, seeing you on Zoom.
Same here.
But you look good, and we're both wearing hats today. We must have been of the same mind.
We always are.
Yeah, that's true. So the song of the week today, I picked it out, as you know, but I know you really like it too. It's in Portuguese, and it's by a brother duo, and they're called Kalema, and the song is a love song. It's called Te Amo.
Foi desta que acabou. Todos falam de ti. De como fui bobo. Te perdi por tão pouco.
You can hear them emoting and going, and I wonder which lady got them to feel these kind of feels.
I don't know. But I mean, if most of our listeners do not understand Portuguese, so do you know what they're singing about, Kwame?
Te amo, I'm guessing, means my love, but as to what they're singing about, honestly, I'm as lost as you are.
Well, I'm not that lost. I looked it up. I did some translation. Okay. Yeah, so what he's saying is this girl that he's in love with has left and hasn't explained why. He doesn't know where she is, but he definitely gets the feeling that she's gone for good, and he blames himself, and, you know, he just says, I must have done something wrong, and I just, if she would only come back, I would prove to her. You know, they're young. It's kind of, I think we've all been there at one point.
Of course, isn't it amazing how with guys, when they want to woo back a lady or woo a lady, they get smooth. No one down the song is so smooth.
The beat, and that is one of the main reasons I picked this song. It's something different. It's in Portuguese, and I love the beat. And then I learned that Kalema, the name of the group, is the sound of the undulations of the coast of West Africa, the sound of the water.
That explains it. So in the video, you see a lot of waves, and, you know, they have that smooth sound going. Wow.
That's their symbol.
That's amazing. And you can see that with their smoothness and that whole wavy vibe, they are really loved. Because if you check their YouTube right now, they have over 10 million views. And they released this song in February, I think. So that's big.
The reason that music video is so big too, Kwame, is because
It shows everybody in a soft light, in a club, beautiful people, young people having a good time. And I think many of us are so sick of being stuck inside that we just love seeing what life used to be like and what we hope it will be one day soon. Again.
Right on the head. Right on the head. Honestly, man. I wish that was me in that club.
Me too. All right, so that was Te Amo by the group Kalema.
Oh, yep. We hope you enjoyed it. And I'm Mr. Fancy.
And I'm Heather Maxwell. And that was of the week. See you next week, Kwame. See you next week. Yeah.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Heather, and you just heard Yemi Alade and Angelique Kidjo with Shekere. Now this next tune is called Mamre, and it's a song by Chadian Canadian artist Elete. I spoke with him recently and he explained the song. He says he sings in his mother tongue called Sara, and he talks about people's journeys, their promises, love stories, everything kind of that we all go through and then leave behind. It's melancholy.
Mangem ke ondumba mamaria salo kumajare kungai anji yango makea yawa ida mad mota mau na mauya mangem ke ondumba mamaria salo Yare kundai anji yango make ayawa ida mad mota mau na mau ya tengo de kundaga tikok te blolo malang yak bamba kuto
soka de mau iya mad mau reto sotani ato so di tu Promesia jigen tadna Ikir to souvenir ya jigen tianat Ya madmao Ya madmao Natchkinga ikadmor sek toko Ikir to promesia jigen tadnat Ikir to souvenir ya jigen tianat So kadmao So kadmao Na mau yare Oh 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 Rob dangal So kadmao Iya madmao
Okay, that was Elete with his new single, Mamre. That song's music video, which you can watch on YouTube, is beautiful. You should check it out. That's M-A-M-R-E. I mean, really, how often do you see or hear music from Chad? All right, let's move over to Nairobi and hook up with Bill Odidi. He's always got something exciting for us to hear. This time, I think he's talking about Nyashinski's new album. Hey, Bill.
Thanks for that, Heather Maxwell. Greetings from Nairobi. You're in Kenya. Hope you're keeping safe wherever in the world you are. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm giving you a taste of the new album by one of the biggest names in Kenyan and East African music. He's called Nyashinski.
Just before you say you love me, achani kuoneshe ndani ya moyo wangu mpenzi. Kungoje utajiumiza bure na siku sema siku pendi. Are you too much for me, maybe? Times you drive me crazy. I never really know
before
what
you
say.
Love.
Baby, do you know me? How can you say yes when I don't even know myself?
Before you fall in love,
first can you afford me? I have expensive taste and I can tango by myself. But tomorrow I'll be
Oh, that's great. Love makes the world go round. Singer and rapper Nyashinski with flowers from his new album, The Lucky One. Due to the current situation with the COVID-19 pandemic, the album was launched with a virtual performance on the Kenyan singer's YouTube channel. So how did that go down?
Out of the 19 songs that we were able to put in the set that day that we performed, 6 of them are from the Lucky You album. I mean, the reaction and feedback has been very, very positive so far. I'm so happy. You know, the fans are very happy with the work that we've done. And that's always very, very satisfying for me as a musician, you know.
Shinwesi binadam anymore. When he brand sasa maisha yako ni show. Media ina scrutinize moves una make. Hakuna days off ataka ina kubreak. We back iko box tumekuweka usitoke. Even though tunapenda usichoke. Either you love me like you say you do, or just love what I do for you. With the way lucky you, lucky you.
So this new album by Kenyan singer and rapper Nyashinski is called Lucky You. What does that title actually mean?
So many kids wanna be just like you. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you.
You know, people can look at you and think you're so lucky to be who you are or where you are in whatever field. And you might also look at them and think, wow, they're so lucky. but we all have our different challenges, and we all have a reason as to why we are where we are. So all those nuances go into the title of the album.
So don't complain, please. So how story of privacy when it's public property, no matter how your day is. Ataka ma deep down, you don't love me. Picha na mimi takuongeze likes IG. Unaka unaishi life wana wish. Hakuna mtu atakusikia pa ukilia lia, why me? Roomy go overcrowded after shows. My time mina taka tuku dose. Sioni trophy na kam na kuana hose. But kauna ni like, I suppose. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you.
The album cover has an image of all these playing cards. So I was just curious, what does this artwork actually symbolize?
Each playing card is a representation of a song, and they're in order. The first card is song number one, so it's an ace. Song number two is a number two card. Song number three is a number three card, and so on and so forth. What's drawn on the card is symbolic. The beauty of it is they're all hand-drawn, because I always want to represent the element of human creation. Even in the music, there's a lot of human voice, not just electronic sounds.
Grass is always greener on the other side. Every winter come up when you summertime. Yes, you are the money, baby, you decide. Playing with my family is suicide. Make a legacy and then I do it twice. Nazifanya exactly villain newsy like. But grass is always greener on the other side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great harmonies. The grass is always greener on the other side, says Kenyan rapper and singer Nyashinski. And as he told me in the course of our conversation, his album Lucky You is rich in human vocals, human voices, not just electronic sounds. And that song is a perfect example of that. I'm afraid that's about it from me, Bilu Didi, here in Nairobi, Kenya. Till the next time we get together, hope you remain safe wherever in the world you are. Let me leave you with a little bit more of Nyashinski as I take you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill. And Nyashinski, thank you for that great interview and music. Nyashinski does not disappoint. All right. We are up on our last song of the hour. And this one, I can't wait for you to hear. It's by Kobe Simple, who is from Cape Coast, Ghana. It's called Taimaso. Remember what I said about it? The most beautiful melody. Seriously. Well, just listen to it.
Father, Father, hear my prayer. Same old story, life no easy. In the rain, background no soft at all. The rise and fall. Papa, change my story, let them hear my name. Yeah, yeah. Because the boy, you know they beg, the boy, they work. Papa, Lord, I beg, I need your helping hand. Papa, check my time. For the family, man, they fight past gently. Tread young pong, Kwame Tamachi. I know, say one day it go be. Hear my prayer, show me mercy, give me favor. Daddy bless me, show me dollar. Na brother, the car, out of fasa, my frown on fa. As I'm raising, can shamanka. I won't blow. I won't blow.
Be Simple from Cape Coast, Ghana with Taimaso. It was beautiful, wasn't it? I told you. Well, guys, that concludes today's edition of Music Time in Africa. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'd like to give a very special thanks to all of our artists who contributed today. Wambo, Mighty Popo, Elemoto, and Sam Latola, Nyashinsky, and Bill Odidi, and Kwame Ofori. All you guys, thank you so much for making this great show. And remember, you can watch all of the featured artists that you heard today on my Facebook page or my Instagram, MTIA Maxwell, or my YouTube channel. So get on there, guys, and have fun. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 1505, 2005, and 22:05 Universal Time. You know, you can always also reach us online anytime at voanews.com. All you have to do is search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.